On Saturday, family and friends gathered at a small Catholic church in upstate New York for the funeral service for Private First Class Jason Hasenauer. The 21-year-old was killed 2 weeks ago in Afghanistan when his Humvee rolled over. For member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, Brenda Trombley reports.
6'2" Jason Hasenauer had broad shoulders and a gorgeous smile. His mother, Rita, says she used to tease him about his pretty blue eyes.
I told him he'd break a lot of hearts, and he did.
But she says other things didn't come as easily to him as his heartbreaking smiles.
Well, he had a rough time in school. He was dyslexic, but he was a whiz at math, but reading always gave him trouble.
He found something he could do well in the Explorers program, a training club for teenagers at the local fire department.
We're going to miss him not being around at carnival time because we always had a lot of fun together. We raised a lot of heck and had a lot of fun.
Al Karras mentored Hasenauer at the fire department. Together, they manned the fried dough booth at the summer carnival. And every year, Karras says, Hasenauer tried to make an even bigger treat.
Oh, yeah, he made a big, huge fried dough. One time we made a fried dough and put pepperoni on it and sent it back down to the ladies' auxiliary. It was a big joke.
He knew how to have fun, Kara says, but he was a hustler when it came to fighting fires. He was a generous, hardworking self-starter who liked helping others.
That was one of his top priorities, was that he got a big kick out of doing things for other people, and he was great at that.
Hasenauer's long-term goal was to work full-time fighting fires. But 9/11 made a big impression on him when he was a teenager, and he resolved to join the military. He overcame his dyslexia, passed the qualifying test, and joined the 82nd Airborne. He'd call or email his father, Daniel, every few days from his post in Afghanistan.
We could talk. We never hid anything between each other. He was just open with me. Anything, problems he had, we could talk about them, and I could talk to him about mine. And he was more than a son. He's my best friend.
Since his death, December 27th, his parents' house has been filled with the sounds of ringing phones, barking dogs, visitors, and more visitors. Daniel Hasenauer says his son's death makes him think of the soldiers still serving.
And they need everyone's support, and they need our love. So when you see them, thank them and give them a hug. I mean, that's all I could think of that I could get out of, you know, with Jason. That's what he would want.
In addition to his parents and three younger brothers, Hasenauer is survived by a fiancé and a six-week-old daughter, whom he didn't get the chance to meet. His mother, Rita, says he was looking forward to seeing the baby on Valentine's Day when he planned to visit.
Yeah, he was just full of life, and I hope he's passed that on to his daughter.
For NPR News, I'm Brenda Trombley in Rochester, New York.